differences, and it will be given by our spiritual leader, Reverend Linda Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jan, and thank you, musicians. It's lovely. Okay, honoring our differences. Honoring our differences. In our New Thought teaching, both Unity and Science of Mind, we embrace this understanding that God, Spirit, life has taken on an individualized form in each of us. And that's the very heart of our teaching. We teach that Spirit, that we're celebrating Spirit and honoring that expression through us and through all of life. So we're part of one Spirit, but we're not all the same, obviously. We're individualized expressions of that one Spirit. So while we sometimes seem to emphasize our oneness, I think we need to give an equal amount of emphasis to our differences, the variation of Spirit, because it's unity, and that does not mean uniformity. There's a difference. So we need to honor both our oneness, our unity, and our diversity. So when we do this, we make a space for that incredible multiplicity in the one. So what does that mean? Well, that means that the one infinite reality, the thing itself, whether you call it God, Spirit, life, it's universal, and it's that life from which all of creation springs. This universal life moves at the level of the macrocosm from the tiniest expression in an atom or a cell all the way up through the plant and animal kingdom, the human species, and then out into the universe. So it moves from the smallest to the largest in ever-expanding waves of creation. All different waves of creation. So the evolution of life, this evolution of life, is ever seeking a greater way to expand and express. And it's individualized in all of us, and it becomes self-aware in the human being. I didn't write this down, but there's a quote about life sleeps in the rocks, it awakens in the plants, it rouses to consciousness in the animals, and it's fully awake in humans. So it's a progressive level of awakening to this self-awareness and realization. So we take part in that divine nature. And as we look at any person, we're seeing the divine made manifest. For me, it's easier for me to see this oneness when I look at the level of form. When I look at the level of form, I can accept that, yes, we are different colors of expression, we are different sizes, we're different in many physical ways, different genders, different sexual orientations. There are many differences at the level of the physical. But where my greater challenge is in honoring the diversity of each of us is when I see that we have very different worldviews from people all around the world. There are many, many different worldviews, many different ideologies, many different ways of understanding life. And so that can be challenging. And I don't think it's ever been any more challenging in our country, at least, than it has been for the past political season, when we have people very diverse sometimes in how they view this whole that we call the United States. That was a beautiful U.S. Tribute, Kevin, this land is your land, this land is my land, because we all see that this land is our land, but we do have many different ways of how that should look, how that should be done. And so that has caused a great expansion of spirit for many people as we've been wrestling with some of these ideas and how to incorporate them, how to understand them. So in our New Thought teaching, we honor science, we honor philosophy, and we honor religion because we take the best from all of these different avenues. We want the very best that science has to offer, the very best that the great thinkers, the great philosophers of all times have offered us, as well as the love, the caring, the philanthropy of religion and what all of those bring together to create this world and this great diversity. So as we honor the scientific progress of humankind, as well as the philosophical and the spiritual progress, we see that people are at different levels. Have you noticed that? People are at different levels of understanding. And I've tried to gain some kind of handle on this so that I could understand it better. And one of the things that's been very helpful to me has been the work of a transpersonal psychologist by the name of Ken Wilber. He has a model called integral theory. And just this little bit of understanding that I'm gaining is helping me to be able to honor our differences at a deeper level. He explains that according to our evolution, we're developing on levels. We're developing on levels as we mature and develop. And he associates a color with the different levels. So the first level he calls the infrared level. And this is where we are when we're born, when we're infants. We're very concerned with just our primary survival needs. When we're hungry, we scream. When we need something, we cry. It's all about me and surviving. And that's an important stage. That's an important thing. That stage of the evolution of consciousness, now we're not talking about physical evolution, we're talking about the evolution of consciousness, that dates back to when human beings first appeared on the planet, and there was this struggle just to survive. And we see some civilizations, some mindsets of people are still in this very rudimentary level of struggling just to survive in me and mine. Okay, as we grow and move up to the next level he calls the magenta level, and that equates to about the understanding of a two-year-old. Now, a two-year-old is where we were maybe 10,000 years ago, say, and we were more concerned with survival needs, yes, but we were also realizing that there were other people out there, and how could we get them to do what we needed them to do? Some civilizations, some countries, some ideologies are still working at that level. And so the next stage, which he calls the red stage, is where we are about at the age of a four-year-old. Now, a four-year-old is beginning to get some conceptual thinking. They're beginning to understand things a little bit more. They have some social skills that they're learning, some acceptable behaviors so that they can maneuver in their world a little bit better. Some countries, some ideologies are at that level of organization. And then at about age seven, we move into the amber level. The amber level is where we're interested in following the rules. We understand the necessity of having a structure of rules in order for society to work. We have a love and caring for the people in our group, in our little part of the world, and we have adaptive behavior to be in that world. And in societies who are at this level, there's a great need for order and stability. There's not much interest in change at that level. Now, it's estimated, and this is interesting to me, it's estimated that 60 to 70% of the world are operating at amber or below. Amber, red, magenta, or infrared. That's 60 to 70%, the level of a seven-year-old, in terms of our consciousness development. So that sort of explains a lot about how people have different worldviews. Now, we all have to go through every level. Just as we each started off as infants and had to move through 2 years old, 4 years old, 7 years old, and then on up, we all have to go through every level. As we get to a higher level, we can look down, we can see what we've been through or what others might be going through, but we don't know what's up ahead, do we? Because that's the big mystery. So the next level is the level of scientific thinking, and this level is designated by the color orange in his model. And this is approximately the Age of Enlightenment, the Renaissance era in terms of society's evolution. And this is where people are into deductive reasoning, and this is the stage where people want to make progress. They see there's work to be done. Let's make money. Let's move ahead. Let's make progress. And about 20% of the people in the world are at this level. The next level is green. Now, interestingly enough, green is only about 50 years old, And it started back in the 60s. Well, you know what happened in the 60s. We had a lot of changes in the world. This is where we had the beginning of feminism. We had the civil rights movement. We had people coming into consciousness about the equality of all people. They no longer saw things in terms of a hierarchy where we have people at a higher level. We're all equal. And so this consciousness of green is the consciousness of about 10% of the people on the planet who are wanting to work together and have equal rights for everyone. Now, what we're moving into, because we're evolving as a individual consciousness as well as a group consciousness on the planet, we're evolving into the next level, which is called turquoise. Now, turquoise is a level that only about 5% of the people on the planet are at that level. We would see most of our great teachers and philosophers and our great thinkers at that level of consciousness. And so that level transcends all the others. It transcends and includes. Transcends and includes. That's the process of evolution. We transcend, we move up, and we include everything else. So the more inclusive we are, we can tell the more we're moving up the scale. Because as we include more, we see there's a place for everything. Everything can fall into place if we honor every part of it. Now, the next level, which only a very few people have reached, is called the super integral. And the super integral is the level of Jesus and Buddha and some of the ascended masters and the people with very high level consciousness. It's a very small number at this time. But here's the thing. That's where we're all headed. We're headed up this scale of evolution to this consciousness of the super integral, where we include everything. Now, the divine that has created us, that one life that we're sourced from, includes all of us, no matter which level we're on. It doesn't see a kindergartner as less important than a college student, right? Everything is important. So, too, in this scale of evolutionary consciousness, everyone is important. We've all been at every level, or we will be moving up to the next levels. So the more we're able to include, the more we're being God-like, the more we're expressing that God consciousness. So as we meditate, as we do our spiritual practices, as we open up, as we practice love, forgiveness, compassion for ourselves and others, we're moving along in our evolutionary process. So this understanding is helping me to be more patient. It's helping me to be more patient with myself, wherever I am in this process, realizing that I'm still growing and learning and trying to evolve and understand. And it's also helping me to be more patient with other people who may not have seen some of the same growth that others have been able to see at this point yet. But we're all going to go through that. So as we bless and honor and lend a hand to anybody along the way, we're improving it for everybody. So in our teaching, we understand that Spirit, God, has taken individualized form in each of us. Look, if you look around the room, just take a minute to look around the room, and you're going to see a great variety of different expressions. Everyone in this room has a different expression, a different way of looking at a different way of looking at life, a different way of being, different talents, different skills. Now add 7.5 billion to that, and you get an idea of what we as a planet are doing. We're all moving together in a way, different levels of advancement, and it's a good thing that we're not all at the same level. Can you imagine a household that only had 2-year-olds in it? You know, that wouldn't run very smoothly, would it? Or a household that only had adolescents in it, you know, how would that be? We're at different levels as we go through life, and that's a good thing. So rather than thinking of ourselves as human and spirit, if we begin to think of ourselves as not just a human being having a human experience, and ultimately we're not just human beings having a spiritual experience, the truth is we're spiritual beings. We're having a spiritual experience. So as we see that, as we encompass all of that for ourselves and others, it helps us to expand and include all of us and all of our different experiences. So ultimately, there's only one thing going on, and that's spirit. Spirit is at work. Spirit is moving through all of our different lives and experiences. Put your hands up in a V, like a touchdown. Okay, good. Now, you see, you're at the crux of that. Now look up and realize that life is coming in. You're bringing life in. Now bring it into your being, and it comes down into your expression. So this is what life is. It's bringing more of it into our individualized expression, because we are that life of God, individualized as each of us. So that's what we teach here, that God has taken form, has become embodied or incarnated as that which we are. Our teaching is that spirit, soul, and body is all one, individualized expressions of the universe. We are merely a point where this infinite being comes into self-expression as each one of us and as all the other 7.5 billion people on the planet. So we're all unique individual expressions. No two people are alike. There never has been a repeat product, and there never will be. You are unique and perfect to the whole. And each one of us is vital to that totality of the spirit. No one can think that they aren't important to spirit. Spirit is importantly expressed through each one of us. It's unique and precious. We're each very important to the whole. And remember again that unity, oneness, does not mean sameness. We can think of the endless varieties of flowers or plants or trees, just endless, numerous varieties of insects or mammals or any species, and we can see there's an infinite variety. And so we can see through that unity, although they come from the same source, it's expressed and individualized differently. The question for us each is, are we willing to express our own uniqueness? Are we willing to be that experience of the divine individualized as each of us? Are we embracing that individualized expression? It's up to us to see ourselves as meaningful and precious to that whole. Ernest Holmes, here's a quote from Ernest Holmes. He said, "Life has set the stamp of individuality on you. You are different from any other person who ever lived. You are an individualized center in the consciousness of God. You are an individualized activity in the action of God." So you are a masterpiece. You are an original. Never before, never again. You are it. You are the one. So when we take a look at this individuality of expression, we can see how it expresses in different ways in different people. For example, if you were a student of art, you study the work of Rembrandt, you could look at another picture and you could see, does that painting have Rembrandt's style? Or is it more a Monet or a Picasso? You would know. Some of these are such wide variations, you don't even have to be a real student of it. You just have to be awake and look around and see. Yesterday, Lucy and I were looking at some papers, and we came across something that her mother had written on about 20 years ago. Just a few words written in Janet's handwriting. And Lucy said, "That's my mother's writing." She recognized that. 20 years later, it was written before she was even born, but the originality that Janet is and expresses was in that. And I'm sure somebody who works with quilts could even see her hand on the work that she's done. So each of us are that way. Our hand is in what we're doing, and it's seen. So we are individualized expressions, but we're unique in the life of God. So that quote again from Ernest Holmes, "Life has set the stamp of individuality on you. You are different from any other person who has ever lived. You are an individualized center in the consciousness of God. You are an individualized activity in the action of God." So if we would reveal God, if we would reveal this expression of who we are to each other, to our brothers and sisters, and to the world, we have to do so by acting godlike. Now, that means acting as God does in terms of accepting and appreciating all people everywhere. God does not hate or deny or reject any part of itself. It is accepting all parts of itself. We have to accept all parts of ourself, physically as well as our individualized expressions. And wherever we are on that scale that starts with infrared and goes all the way up to super integral, we're someplace on that scale. And we have to honor where we are and knowing that we will all get there. We will all learn this, and so will others. So we can love each other and lend a hand to each other as we walk that path. So remember who you are. You're the expression of the life brought down into your form, into your physical form. So you're a unique variation in the universe. This week, I invite you to value yourself as being meaningful and precious to the whole. I invite you to see that same divine reality and presence in every person, and see and honor everyone you meet, their differences and their individualized expressions. Be the action of God as you. Thank you. We have an affirmation now. We can just read it together. I recognize, honor, and celebrate the unique variations and expressions that show up as the divine. This includes me and everyone around me. And so it is. Okay, let's just go within for a moment to anchor these ideas in prayer deep within our subconscious mind. I am grateful that we are all beautiful variations of spirit, all from that one source. I celebrate and honor that within each of us. And I know that just as we are different, every other person on this planet is also different. And we are going through stages and steps of evolutionary development of consciousness to develop into that completely self-actualized Christed being that we have come here to be and express. I am grateful that this process goes on and on, that it is a continuing adventure of life, that it doesn't stop when we leave this physical form, that expression and experience of divine unfolding goes on and on and on, and we ever honor it through every phase and stage. I bless us as we go forth from this service together, and we find ways to honor the divine in every person, in every situation. I know that that continues to bless us, and that is all very, very good. And so it is. Amen.